This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Wednesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. And a special shout out goes out to our active duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort to keep us free and safe. To everybody that's working on the Third Watch right now, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road truck drivers. And you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch. We're also on MeWe, Gab, and Parler. We're also on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget, you can check out our website, too, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. And joining us right now from Bradenton, we've got retired United States Army Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright. Good morning, sir.
Hey, good morning, Captain. Good to be with you from the safety and comfort of my home and you and your radio station. But, you know, we've always got a mind on those in uniform and those that are American citizens serving in Afghanistan right now in harm's way at great risk.
Boy, do we. Well, let's say the pledge. You ready?
I'm ready.
I pledge allegiance,
to the flag,
of the United States of America. And to the republic, for which it stands,
one nation,
under God,
indivisible,
with liberty, and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, ladies and gentlemen, under God, our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Colonel, I don't know what's going to happen. We've been told by Biden there's going to be no extension to the 31st evacuation window in Afghanistan. If that's the case, it's dooming thousands of Americans because we know that only one out of seven of the evacuees leaving in the last week have been American.
Right. You know, I'm one that always tries to identify the silver lining, and even in the worst of situations. But, you know, the last couple of weeks has been a case. I can't even find a lining out of this mess. Okay, and I can't even begin to identify whether it's silver or what. The nature of the lining is on this. But, you know, it gets back to what the bottom line that you identified in the last segment. No one left behind. That's what we are as a nation. That's what we are as a military. And increasingly, it looks like we're putting ourselves in a position where, notwithstanding the wishes of those that are serving in Afghanistan right now, we may well be leaving not just Afghan allies behind, but we may be leaving American citizens behind. That's the situation we put ourselves in, unfortunately.
Well, the numbers that I came up with to begin with, and I was doing some research on this, there may be 80, 85, 86,000 people that worked with the United States in Afghanistan in some form or fashion, the contractors that were over there. But in terms of Americans, it looked like we had 15 or 16,000 Americans that were there. We've only got 4,400 out. That means there's roughly 1,200 or 12,000, rather, still in country that we haven't gotten out yet, and I don't think we're going to get them out.
Yeah, and the stunning thing is that the administration can't identify who they are or where they are or what they are, and they are left on their own. And that's obvious to the world. right now. And, but it doesn't, I think it's obvious to the administration, but that they won't do that. Saki and the crew will put a face on something that just we that are observing know not to be true. And, you know, they can do two or three, press conferences in a day, and, they will want to either double, triple down on what we know not to be true, or, they will just, change the story. So, you know, in one day's time, we can hear, the president and those who speak for him say, well, we're going to stick to this deadline. And then on the other hand, a couple hours later, they'll say, well, we're coming up with contingency plans, in case we have to fight in order to secure and leave no one left behind.
Well, let me...
And then an hour later, you get a report that says, nope, we're sticking with the 31 August. And then you have Psaki that tells Steve Ducey, she goes, well, that is not the Taliban's deadline. That's our deadline. The Taliban's deadline was on 1 May. Suggesting somehow that the Taliban is not calling any shots here. And when we in the world and our allies, our NATO allies, know that not to be true, and they let President Biden know that in the G7 conference, but that's not the story that he came out with coming out of that conference and talking with them.
Let me run something by you in contingency planning. Let's say that we shock the hell out of them and we launch an offensive and to drive those SOBs out and away from the airfield there in Kabul, number one. And number two, we go back in and we take control of our base in Bagram. Let's say we do that for openers.
The only honorable way out and to stick to our credo about no one left behind, increasingly, sad to say, exactly what you just described, I think, is maybe the only alternative.
I know that.
And I hate to talk about not having choices, but it may not be. But that's the position that we got put in because we have an extraction that was a debacle. It was incredibly poorly done, not well thought out. It was not planned. It's simply done based upon a political measure. And so, unfortunately, even some of the veterans that have for 20 years now, it says, hey, it's not our fight. Yeah. We don't need to be there. We need to get that out. And some of them have said, no matter what, we need to get out.
Hold that thought. Hold that thought, sir. We're coming right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch with retired United States Army Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright. I'll be right back.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest-growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
This is Frank Salvato from Underground USA, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Matt Bruce, heard by over 2 million people coast to coast and around the world every night. Captain, let's do it.
You betcha. No pressure there. And, of course, that listening audience is not only on the terrestrial radio stations, but also on the Internet and the satellite all around the world. And we've got a very large audience listening to us in Germany, an affiliate there, and in India, and hello to both of them. Now, you've heard me talk about Moss Nissan before, and of course, Moss Nissan with their locations in Crystal River, Newport Richey, Nissan and Acura side by side on Florida Avenue in Tampa, and coming very soon, another new location. I can't wait, I can't wait, can't wait. Grand opening, love grand openings. But you can find out more about them by going to the website, Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. And one of the things you'll find out about is that you just cannot beat Moss Nissan when it comes to price and customer service. It all starts with Moss Care, which they give you when you buy a vehicle, certified pre-owned or new, free oil changes and tire rotations for the life of your vehicle. Now, the selection at Moss is intense. They've got over 800 new and pre-owned vehicles, all the colors and accessories you might want to dream of. By the way, clean trade-ins, oh boy, have they got them. And they are commanding a great resale price right now, so you can take advantage. By the way, want to sell your car? Want to find out what it's worth? I'll bet you'd be surprised when you find out it's worth more than what you think, because certified pre-owned vehicles are worth about 25 to 30% more right now. Some more than that, depends on what you got. You can upgrade your ride now, might even have some extra money in your pocket as a result of that. And don't forget, Moss Nissan, the exclusive home of the You Serve, You Save program, where active duty military, veterans, first responders, and church pastors all get taken great care of. So, Moss Nissan, whatever it takes to be the best in the nation. And don't forget to check out the hottest SUV in the market right now, the Nissan Rogue. Find out more about them by going to the website, Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. That's Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. All right, back to our friend, Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright down there in Bradenton. Hello, Colonel.
Good to be back with you, Captain.
Oh, yes, sir. We always have a lot of fun, and it's very informative, and people really like this segment that we do because we do give them something to think about. Now, I was at Mission Barbecue yesterday, and I was also at a couple other places in my travels, talked to several veterans, and most of them are just absolutely mad as hell about this situation and Biden talking about, well, we're going to leave on the 31st. And we all know if they do that, we're going to leave people behind. And we just don't do that.
Yeah, we don't. It goes against our grain, as it should. So I'm like you. The strong words you used in the last segment. If we do end up leaving even one soul behind, it's got to be accounted for.
Right.
Starting from the top. Down, we have to do that. In fact, I'm stunned that at this point we haven't already had some senior officers submit their resignations based upon what's going on. I really am. But you're right. The veterans that, as I travel around and I talk to, and even now increasingly the American people that I talk to, are they are very upset with that. And of course, it's reflected in the not very good approval ratings that the President Biden had going into this, but they're plummeting because of that, and for good reason. And, you know, I asked myself, okay, a part of me says, okay, we've been at war in Afghanistan for 2 decades, 20 years.
Yep.
So why is it that, why is it all of a sudden American people are on fire about this kind of attention? Why did the media ignore it? And then, you know, you think about it, it's been a very hot and cold war. I mean, in the year previous to the hubbub that's going on in Afghanistan right now, it was very quiet.
Mm-hmm.
We were on a path to actually do an extraction from Afghanistan that would not have put us in a situation. We had like next to no deaths and very few wounded.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the way it's been over 20 years. It's been long stretches, so it's been very easy for the American people to take it off the radar. It's always been on some of our radars that heck of that, but now it's back on it, and that's unfortunate that the American people are so fickle, and so we didn't pay attention to it, and the politicians in those 20 years, it permitted them to play political games on the right and the left about what the strategy or lack of strategy should be in Afghanistan. So the truth is we never had a strategy in 20 years in Afghanistan. We never did. And the American people never demanded that. So if there's a silver lining, maybe we'll learn something that we should have learned after Vietnam, but apparently we failed to do that. And that bothers me very much, but in my search for a silver lining, maybe that is one. And maybe, just maybe, holding people accountable for this travesty is another silver lining.
Well, today's Taliban isn't the Taliban from years ago. They're probably worse. And they've learned how to team up with the likes of Al-Qaeda, the Haqqani Network, ISIS-K, which have all been spotted in their ranks out on the streets in Kabul.
And you know, Captain, that one of the things that stuns me is that the president, as late as yesterday, and he's repeatedly said this, he starts off and says, well, ISIS is the sworn enemy of the Taliban. And I'm like, my jaw drops. I said, seriously? Just like I can see with my own eyes that we have got people that are stranded. Yeah, that's right, Psaki, stranded.
Correct.
That are Americans in Afghanistan. By the same token, we've got ISIS and Al-Qaeda that we know are working with and have trained with and have trained and are funneling their resources to create what we have now, which is a Taliban caliphate in Afghanistan.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, the White House is doubling down after Jen Psaki said that Americans weren't stranded in Afghanistan. I don't know what else you could call it when you got people 400 miles away and they call up on the phone and they go, listen, we're outside Kandahar. We can't get there. There's no way we can get there. Get on the road, this, that, and the other. Please, can you help us?
Yeah, words matter. And she tried to play it off with Peter Ducey to say, well, I'm upset and I'm calling you out because you're suggesting that we mean to strand them. No, that wasn't what he said. The question was plain and simple. Are we and will we strand Americans in Afghanistan? That's the question, and that's the one that's not being answered and we play these word games. But American people and those that know and that observe with their own two eyes can clearly see that when they're being played and we're not being told the truth. And so folks wonder about, well, why are we so skeptical about believing what our government has to say to us? Mm. Well, now you see why.
Now, Colonel, I just had a comment made here by Eric in Sarasota, or Eric in Seminole, rather. Eric is a Marine. He's saying ISIS is to the Taliban what Verizon is to AT&T.
That's right. And they can run their commercials and say, yeah, we're going to beat the other guy and all that. But it's kind of like... It's kind of like the when you talk about Google and Facebook and all that, and the violations of antitrust and all that. They can all say, "Well, we're in competition. We're part of the free market of ideas." Yeah, baloney. Those that can see with their own two eyes know that not to be true.
Yeah, and we know. And again, I feel so sorry for the people that are there. We know they're there. We know they're stranded. We know they can't get out. We know if they get out on the street, we know trying to get to the airport, if they're in the Kabul area, that our people have been beaten, their passports have been taken from them, so now they're left with no identification, and they can't get into the base for any reason, because without the identification, they're dead in the water.
And you know those the soldiers and folks that we have in Afghanistan right now, they are just as frustrated as we are here. I read a story about a guy was telling a story. I've been reading a lot of these about a veteran that served. He was an infantryman, and he had served. He was well-trained in Afghanistan a year ago. But his tour of duty, because it emphasized what I was saying about how it can be very quiet in the last year, he felt bad because he spent almost all of his time watching television and working out at the gym, and he would hear occasional stories about his brothers at arms elsewhere in Afghanistan that were involved in firefights and running the risk. And there was a part of him, and this is where some people that don't know and the media don't understand, they think that we are warmongers, that we have a bloodlust. But his feeling was, if there's a fight, I want to be there. If there's something that needs to be done, call me. I want to be there. And so when he returned, he felt bad, not because he wanted to see an expanded war or to see so that he could get in the fight and do that. Yeah, there may be a...
All right, hold that thought, Colonel. We're coming back. Colonel's going to stick around for an extra segment. So we'll be right back with more right after these messages. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
As the open border policy of the Biden administration threatens America's sovereignty, the Supreme Court of the United States stepped in Tuesday, demanding the Biden administration reinstate President Trump's Remain in Mexico policy. The court voted 6-3 to reject Biden's desire to block reinstatement. Democrats criticized the MPP program, in which migrants were often forced to live in dangerous conditions south of the Mexico border. President Biden said Tuesday that over 70,000 people had been evacuated since the airlifts began on August 14th, and that the United States and its allies were on pace to pull out of Afghanistan by the deadline. It should be noted a number of Americans remain behind Taliban lines and could become hostages if not extracted by the 31 August deadline. The House of Representatives voted Tuesday to advance key parts of President Biden's multi-trillion dollar social spending agenda. It was a partisan vote, 220 to 212, USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
This is Frank Salvato from Underground USA, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Matt Bruce, heard by over 2 million people coast to coast and around the world every night. Captain, let's do it.
We are going to do it. In this portion of the program, the Captain's America Third Watch is brought to you by Everglades Equipment Group. Now, remember, Everglades Equipment Group has four dealerships within the sound of my voice around the state of Florida where we have affiliates. And if you want reliable equipment, fair prices, and extraordinary service, that's the place to go. Nothing runs like a deer, and they are a John Deere dealer as well. Don't forget, they got lawnmowers, they got tools, they've got shrubs if you want to plant something. They got the fertilizer to go with it. They got the potty soil and all that stuff. You got a green thumb, they can help you out. And if you want to mow your grass, they can help you out with that too. Need a tractor, need a backhoe, they got all of that stuff. But check them out. Everglades Equipment Group. Reliable equipment, fair prices, and extraordinary service. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. Okay, we're back with Colonel Kevin Wright. And good morning again, Colonel.
Good morning, Captain.
All right, I got a caller on the line. I'm going to take the caller real quick, and we'll go from there. All right, Mary, what's up on your mind here?
Good morning. I just wanted to ask that I had called Senator Rick Scott. I didn't call him, but he was talking about running for office. But one of the first things he said is that you have to be able to, quote, raise a lot of money. That's the first thing that he said. And I'm thinking to myself that looking at the idiocracy going on now, to me, anybody who lives in America can run for office as long as they're over 37. And I'd like to say thank you to AOC for proving that that's so. However, with the money-wise, she's got the money behind her. So I don't know how you get halfway intelligent people, who is probably half of this audience, in office.
All right.
Because we can't raise the money.
All right. Well, you're right, and thank you. Now, Colonel, I'm going to get to you in a minute about this, but let me just say something about AOC. She went to California. She went to Washington, D.C., and didn't have enough money for an apartment. Remember that?
Yes.
Do you know what she's worth today?
Oh, millions.
$6.5 million.
Oh, Lordy.
$6.5 million. 2 terms later, she's worth $6.5 million. So,
and how do you do that? And she's, and that's not a loan. That's anecdotal. You know, we know that all too often that happens with these folks. And you get wealthy by serving, and in order to get more money to stay in office, so you can get even more money, and that becomes the prime driver. So the caller's right. That's a problem. Money. Money or the lust of money, what we do for it is, and yeah, it is difficult, but every once in a while we prove the opposite.
Yep.
With the right message and the right folks behind you, you can make a difference. It doesn't happen as often as it should, but it can, and folks like the caller, don't give up hope. Even if you think you're backing a candidate, if they've got the right message and they'll do the right thing and they will govern in the right way, put your energy behind them. Take heart and do it.
Yep. Now, with that in mind, let's talk about what's going on Saturday in Sarasota.
Yeah, of course, I'm excited about that. I have been for a long time now, but the Republican Liberty Caucus in Florida, hosted by the Manatee County Republican Liberty Caucus, but it's in Sarasota at the Carlisle Inn. We have a Constitution Day breakfast, and it's also the 30-year celebration of the Republican Liberty Caucus. It's been around for 3 decades, so we've been around a decade longer than our war in Afghanistan. So we're celebrating that, and the Republican Liberty Caucus in Florida has been around for 20 years. And, of course, we'll have the chairman, Bob White, will be coming out from Melbourne to be with us. But we got some great folks, and here's some breaking news, Captain. At midnight last night, our online ticket sales ended. But, and this is the first time we're making this public, we're setting up a couple of extra tables. So if anybody comes to the door at 7:30 and the program starts at 8 a.m. at Carlisle Inn and they want to buy tickets at the door, we will have up to 20 people that can buy a ticket at the door. So at 7:30, we start to folks in. I think we're going to be efficient. We'll get them in. We got a program. It runs all morning. But think about what we have lined up there. We're bringing down Kate Carl Smith, the founder of the Frederick Douglass Republicans from Alabama, Lucretia Hughes, who is a part of not only Blexit, but the movement to get people to walk away from the Democratic Party that otherwise have been encumbered to it. She's coming down from Atlanta, Georgia. We have you, Captain, will be there. You're going to introduce Amanda Mackey, who has a great story, too, being a generation removed from escaping the Iranian Revolution.
Mm-hmm.
And the great thing, germane to this audience, is that it just so happens that many of the speakers that we have there, to include me, the host, are veterans, long-serving veterans like that. So it's kind of great to see that the folks whose interests go beyond that, but we're also a part of making the Republican Party true to it, because the Republican Liberty Caucus is not chartered or affiliated by the Republican Party. What we try to do is make it true to its principles. We want them to be for constitutionally limited government, individual rights and responsibilities, and free enterprise. That's the tripod. That's the pillars of what we say if you're Republican. But all too often, we elect and reelect people that are Republicans, and because they make money and they get money, and then we look the other way when they don't vote on those core principles, and we got to quit doing that. And the Republican Liberty Caucus, which now has we have tripled our membership in 1 year in Florida. We are now almost at 800 members. That's tremendous. And so we're going to celebrate that this Saturday at the Carlisle Inn. We open up the door at 7:30, program at 8. Got a whole lineup of great speakers. You, Captain, you'll be set up, and you'll be out there in space, and that's wonderful.
I'll be in space, all right.
Yeah.
All right, and we're looking forward to that, too. Now, something else here I want to talk about. While we're looking at Afghanistan, we suddenly have got a $3.5 trillion budget bill that got passed, and they're trying to combine that with the Build Back Better agenda that Biden's got out there, and Nancy Pelosi is sneaking it through the back door. Now, it's going to head over to the Senate. The Senate, supposedly, they don't have the votes for it yet, but we'll see.
Yeah, you know, for a long time, it was reversed to that. We counted on the House to hold the Senate accountable on many things. It certainly happens in this Florida legislature. But you're right. Yeah, while we got our eyes on Afghanistan, we have that as a tax spend, and it has very little to do with infrastructure, as we know. And meanwhile, while this is going on, while behind the curtain, that is being passed in the House on party lines, and Afghanistan is going on, we have Nancy Pelosi in Napa with a bunch of elderly, white, wealthy people in a plush restaurant, shoulder to shoulder, none of them wearing masks, and yet they're being served by people that are required to wear masks and to be vaccinated by their employers in Napa Valley out there in Nancy Pelosi la-la land. And that gets no attention except for guys like you and me that say, wait a minute.
Yeah.
Talk about hypocrisy. Talk about let's pull the curtain around so we can see what's behind that curtain. There you go.
Yeah, well, again, Nancy is Nancy, and she's going to do what she's going to do, and she's above all the rest of us.
Yeah, we can only hope that next year, 2022, that's an end to the Nancy Pelosi regime.
Okay, well, I'm going to mention one more thing, and I'm going to have to let you go because we're going to run out of time. The National Security Advisor, Jake Sullivan, said Al-Qaeda's capability to attack the U.S. is not present in Afghanistan. Really? Well, how about ISIS-K? How about the Haqqani network? And how about the Taliban itself?
That, and it's amazing. And
this guy's the National Security Advisor?
Well, he's one of about four or five at the top that ought to be putting in the resignation papers right now or being fired. But it won't happen because the president himself comes out and says, things like, well, he starts off the speech, says, well, ISIS and Al-Qaeda are the sworn enemies of Taliban, and that's supposed to make us feel better, and we see with our own two eyes that they are in collusion with one another.
They're right there in the streets.
And that's right, and they will be responsible for American deaths lost as we do this failed extraction from Afghanistan.
Yep, and all I can say is my theory on the 31st, sir, and I hope that I'm wrong, but if I'm going to do this, I'm going to go full bore. I'm going to unleash the Marines, unleash the Rangers. I'm going to take back Kabul, take back Kandahar, take back Bagram, and drive those SOBs right into the sea.
Well, maybe that's the silver lining that I'm looking for. We'll see.
All right. Thank you, Colonel, and I'll see you on Saturday.
All right, Captain. See you then.
Yes, sir. All right. And we'll be right back, folks, with Brandon Rimes, the consumer quarterback. Got plenty to talk about with him, too. A lot of ripoff stuff going on. I'm going to talk to him about my cell phone lighting up lately. I'm not supposed to be getting a bunch of this crap, and I'm getting it. Wow. What do you got to do now to get rid of it? All right. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment gets 5-star reviews from our loyal users for fast relief of the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
Blue Star soothes insect bites and fungal infections.
It really works on the summer rashes I get every year.
I had psoriasis on my elbows. Blue Star worked wonders.
Amazing stuff. Smear a bit on and the itch is gone.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. That's the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
You betcha. And this portion of the program brought to you by Dominic's Blinds and Decor down in Sarasota. They're located at 4540 Clark Road at McIntosh, and all their blind shades and shutters are made in the U.S. of A. They happen to be a Hunter Douglas dealer, too. And unlike the big box stores, Dominic's also offers installation on-site cleaning, parts, and repairs. Now, you can stop by and see Jill and the gang in the store or give them a call at 941-922-2345 to set up an appointment for service. Now, remember, all military and first responders get a discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds and Decor, 4540 Clark Road at McIntosh in Sarasota. Their phone number again, 941-922-2345. That's 941-922-2345. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. All right, on the telephone line, we've got the consumer quarterback himself, Brandon Rimes. Good morning, Brandon.
Hey, good morning, Captain. How you doing, sir?
Not too bad. Listen, I got a problem with my cell phone, and I thought when I signed up for the no-call list that I would stop getting all this crap call stuff that I'm getting. Now I get a call from somebody trying to sell me a college education, which I've already got, don't need, and I'll block them. And then they'll call me back on another phone number 5 minutes later with the same deal, same person. What the hell's going on here? Why can't you stop these calls?
Yeah, many consumers are dealing with these types of similar issues. And a lot of the times these companies, they're set up overseas. They're based in a company like Panama, for example. And there's really no way to get to them. So they just keep rotating phone numbers, continuing to attack your cell phone and drop voicemails and, you know, the different scenarios that play out. And by the way, T-Mobile just had a big breach, about a week and a half, 2 weeks ago. And T-Mobile, they don't know where it came from, but it was probably, you know, something like a disgruntled employee or something along those lines. But there's a lot of personal information floating out there. So if somebody text messages you with personal information, especially if you were at T-Mobile, or you had T-Mobile as a provider, that could really be a recipe for disaster, especially if they're fishing for questions or for answers and they're asking you questions. You know, you got to really be diligent and not respond.
Yeah, and the other thing is a lot of this stuff now, they're asking for your name, your address, your phone number, your date of birth. Whenever they ask for your Social Security number, forget that idea. That's never going to happen on a cell phone.
Yeah, absolutely. Anytime somebody's fishing for information. You know, and a lot of times whenever these people call, I can tell right away when I pick up the phone and I say, you know, hello, this is Brandon or something along those lines, I can hear about a delay and then a click over. And once you hear that delay and click over, you can tell it's a call center. And most of the time they're just looking to sell something or scam you out of money.
Yeah. Well, the best one I got was the other day. I got someone from an agent. Let's see. He says, this is Agent Smith from so-and-so, such-and-such agency, and we have received information that your bank account has been hacked, and we need to verify some information here, and I hung up on him.
Yeah, exactly. That's the right thing to do. Just hang up. And
then I blocked the number.
Engage.
Then I blocked the number.
Yeah, block it. That's right. Block it. And sometimes I even save it as no, just in case it gets through. But yeah, that's what you got to do. You got to be careful, got to be diligent, and, you know, just make sure you're not buying into these things and talk and educate your friends and family, especially if it's an older, relative or someone that doesn't quite understand that, because I've seen that happen with friends of mine and, just people in my network. Even with Facebook messages, they say, oh, well, this is my friend. That's my Facebook friend. I said, no, that's somebody who copied, they screenshotted a picture of somebody else and they're acting like they're that person. That's not them.
Yeah, I had one of those happen about a week ago where somebody had taken a picture of me and they were going out asking people to be my friends that were already my friends, and people alerted me what was going on, and I got a hold. And now this is the one good thing about Facebook. I got a hold of Facebook. I told them it was a fake identity. It wasn't me. And guess what? 5 minutes later, it was gone.
Yeah, that's great. You can definitely get turned on to that. So, and before I accept people, a lot of times I'll just look at their, you know, how many friends they have and, you know, that kind of thing. I actually had an interesting one the other day. I was out to lunch with, Mark and Steve, also from the station.
Yep.
I showed them, but it was, basically, you know, some kind of a trap. I mean, it was some paragraph about, hey, is this so and so? We had lunch last time I was in town. And then it was a picture of a girl, like a, you know, cute young girl or something. Do you want to meet up or do you want to go out? And I'm like, no.
No, that was
some kind of a trap. You
exactly.
Know?
Mm-hmm. Yep, exactly. All right. So again, tell me what it is that you do and give us your website and phone number.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm Brandon Rimes, and my wife Lindsay and I own a real estate team at Keller Williams Realty here in Tampa Bay, but we can help you nationwide through our nationwide network with Keller Williams Realty, the number one real estate company in the world. And we also host the Consumer Quarterback radio and TV show based here in Tampa Bay with Salem Media's flagship station in Tampa, 860 The Answer, AM 860 The Answer. And we love to help people. That's all about what we do. We help people with real estate, credit, finance, estate and tax planning, self-defense. I mean, 80 different categories of consumer advocate content and advice here on AM 860 The Answer weekdays,
and,
4 o'clock drive time.
And you can help anybody anywhere. All they got to do is get a hold of you.
Yep, and if, you know, we got people in our network, we can put you in touch with people that can help you, and we love doing it. We love helping people, serving as a consumer advocate mm-hmm. on the Consumer Quarterback Show. You can reach me at 813-750-0550, 813-750-0550. That's an off-air number you can call or text, and our website is consumerqb.com, consumerqb, like quarterback. .com.
All right. Thanks very much, Brandon. Look forward to talking to you again next week, and maybe I'll see you sooner.
Absolutely. Thanks, Captain.
Take care, my friend. Okay, Brandon Rimes, everybody, the consumer quarterback. Now, waiting patiently on the phone has been Todd in Tampa. Todd in Tampa, here we go, 60 seconds.
Let's get down to business, ladies and gentlemen. If you can't see that Joe Biden is a disaster and should step down, okay, you're oblivious to the disaster, okay? He's pro-Taliban. He's not pro-American. He hasn't done one thing. By the way, you 442 idiots in the House, 438 minus Louie Gohmert and Jim Jordan, you're not giving this clown a dime, okay? It's not for infrastructure. It's for him to ruin the country and borrow money from China we don't have. It's the stupidest business transaction I've ever heard, okay? And the 19 Republicans in the Senate that voted for this, you're a disgrace, okay? So you're all Benedict Arnolds. It's a disaster. Now, okay, it's a disaster. Joe Biden should step down, and Donald Trump should be reinstated effective immediately. That's what should happen in this country. Okay, good to see the Supreme Crooks finally stood up. Now let me see if Joe Biden is going to stop the migration down at the southern border. Okay, when the Supreme Court ruled yesterday, I guarantee you they're not going to stop because they don't care. They want you to wear a mask. They want the NFL player, the quarterback who doesn't want to get a vaccine. They want to suspend him for 5 games or whatever, put him out. But they want to tell you, but they want to bring illegals across the country. This presidency is in total shambles. Jen Psaki over there, at the spokesperson, is disaster. Good to see Hannity grow a pair and finally call out these idiots over there. You better toughen up or take back our country. This clown doesn't know what he's doing, and he's doing it on purpose because he's getting his orders from China, and he's selling out the country. Okay, he's a national security risk, and we need to step up and remove him from office, and Kamala Harris, who's another disaster, because Donald Trump won in a landslide victory. Let me tell my Buccaneers something. Okay, you're an idiot for playing one star.
Gotta go. Here comes the music.
Useless preseason game. Let's get to work.
Okay, thanks. All right, there comes the music, and we gotta go. And with that, it's been a very busy day here this morning. We've had a lot of people talking about a lot of different things, and of course, when you get busy like this, it's a good thing. And don't forget, Joe Biden, did he cave to the Taliban? Absolutely. And only 25% in an NBC poll agree with his handling of Afghanistan. This guy is in big-time trouble. His little empire is imploding, and it needs to implode some more, because we the people, are the ones that he works for, okay? He doesn't work for anybody else. He works for we, the people. And that's us. And we control our own destiny. So for God's sakes, get off your butt. Get out there. Get involved. Do what needs to be done. 202-224-3121. 202-225-3121. Those are the two numbers. Call your congressman, call your senator, and tell them to stop this nonsense. I'll be back tonight. God bless America. Stay strong, America.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.